Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild tonight. Jerusalem enjoys a clear sky, while Tel Aviv has a gentle breeze. Haifa is slightly cooler, making for a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, YNET reports that Senator Rubio warns Iran over the Strait of Hormuz. Iran continues its missile and drone attacks on Bahrain and Kuwait, leaving ceasefire proposals unanswered. Also a short time ago, the Jerusalem Post covered a Haredi leader's critique of religious Zionists for engaging in wars not intended for Israel's protection. Also this hour, from JNS, Israel backs Cyprus on the anniversary of the Turkish invasion. The foreign ministry condemned the Turkish presence in northern Cyprus. Separately, Israel Hayom highlights new sanctions announced by the Houthis following an airport attack in Sana'a. They threaten further escalation and impose a blockade on shipping. And finally, from Forward, Michigan's Senate race tests pro-Israel Jews' loyalty to the Democratic Party. Joel Tauber, a longtime Democrat, reflects on his electoral choices. Reaction has been swift on social media. Seth Franzman, a Middle East analyst, shared just minutes ago that Lebanon's pilot zone operation commenced to secure several villages. This follows recent talks between Israel and Lebanon in Rome. Yam Peleg expressed disbelief in a post from earlier, simply stating, "I can't even." Avi Kanner, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, posted earlier today about the killing of two U.S. soldiers by the Iranian regime, calling for justice against the tyrants. Let's go deeper, starting with Iran's actions in the Strait of Hormuz. According to YNET, Senator Marco Rubio warns that Iran's persistent missile and drone attacks on Bahrain and Kuwait could destabilize the region. Washington seeks access for refueling air missions, highlighting the strategic importance of these waterways. This raises tensions in an already volatile area, affecting global oil transport. Turning to the critique by a Haredi leader. As reported by the Jerusalem Post, he questions the religious Zionists' justification for wars that do not protect Israel. This comment comes amid ongoing debates about the ethical implications of military actions. Such statements could influence public opinion and political dynamics within Israel. Meanwhile, Israel's support for Cyprus is a significant diplomatic stance. JNS reports that the foreign ministry condemns Turkey's northern Cyprus presence and calls for renewed UN negotiations. This support coincides with regional efforts to stabilize eastern Mediterranean relations. It underscores Israel's alignment with international norms and regional allies. Separately, the Houthis' announcement of new sanctions signals further conflict escalation. Per Israel Hayom, this follows a recent airport attack in Sana'a and threatens shipping blockades. Such moves complicate efforts for peace in Yemen and could disrupt regional trade routes. And finally, the Michigan Senate race reflects broader political trends. As Forward notes, pro-Israel Jews face a dilemma in balancing party loyalty with support for Israel. This mirrors wider discussions in U.S. politics about the intersection of domestic and foreign policy priorities. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Israeli exports hit an all-time high of $169 billion in 2025. This surge defies boycotts and geopolitical tensions, marking a significant achievement for the economy. Separately, according to Globes, the gas export policy remains unclear despite potential billion-dollar deals. The Dayan Committee's interim conclusions were released in April, but a final report is still pending. This uncertainty affects investment and planning in Israel's energy sector. And finally, CTEC highlights how recent Iranian missile strikes are reshaping the debate over Haifa's refineries. Calls for evacuation grow, but energy independence concerns complicate government decisions. This issue underscores the delicate balance between security and economic stability. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.